Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Looks like we have a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, east winds are in the forecast today, 10 to 15 knots, easing to 5 knots later on. Wind waves from the east, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and swells from the south, 7 feet at 9 seconds, and a secondary swell from the west at 5 feet high at 12 seconds apart. So you can see you've got east winds, south swells, west swells. There's always a lot going on out there in the Pacific. And so it just shows you all the forces that are in play out there on any given day. And the reason why all this stuff is in the marine weather forecast is that mariners who are going out into that weather, most of them this time of year for work purposes, just need to know what the conditions are so they can prepare. And today we're going to talk about something that I'm really happy about. We're going to talk about the return of container ship services to the Columbia River. We're soon going to be seeing at least some ships carrying containers on the river. Before we talk about that, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders. We have 6 in our Astoria anchorages and 2 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Amos Dolphin. She's arriving from South Korea. She's a dry bulk carrier headed for the Astoria anchorage, but her ultimate destination is the port of Portland, and she will be there later today. She'll come into the anchorage at about 9:30 a.m., drop her anchor for a bit, undergo some inspections, complete some paperwork, and then she's slated to head up to the port of Portland by about noontime out of Astoria to go to the port to pick up soda ash in Portland, and she'll be there by about 6 p.m. Next inbound is the Star Mistral, another dry bulk carrier. This one is headed for the Astoria anchorage also, but she ultimately will be heading upriver to pick up wheat, and she'll be in our anchorage off Astoria here by about 11 a.m. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Gulf Reliance, she's a Crowley Maritime vessel, arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo in that barge. Passing Astoria maybe around 3:30 p.m., and arriving in Portland by about 9:30 p.m. this evening. So she is carrying refined petroleum. She's a tug and a barge attached together with a hydraulic pin assembly. So if you glance at her, you might think she's a ship, but she actually is a tug with a special notch in its stern that the barge has a notch in its stern that the tug fits into, and they're both designed to work together in that special sort of way, like a one vessel. The Star Antares is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. She'll be there by about midnight. And in our Astoria anchorage vessels, we have the Amos Dolphin heading upriver at noon, arriving this morning, as I said earlier. The Thor Fearless is headed for Longview to pick up soda ash there, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around, leaving Astoria at about 3 p.m. She'll be in Longview. I got my notes a little sideways here, by about 6:30 p.m. The Geneva Queen is headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat. She's leaving around 6 p.m., and she'll be in Vancouver by around midnight. The Galaxy is leaving the Rice Island anchorage, headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll be leaving there around 11 p.m. That would put her in Kalama about 5 hours later, so in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. The Magic P and the Peace Garden are both bulk carriers that are off in the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront here. They're going to stay there for a bit, but eventually they too will go up river to pick up cargo. In our outbounders, the STH London is leaving Portland with soda ash on board, leaving around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. The Accour 2 is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board as her cargo, leaving around midnight. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, container ships on the Columbia. This is an article that I found on Oregon Public Broadcasting. The headline, if you want to look it up and read it, the whole thing, is Weekly International Container Shipping is Poised to Return to Portland. Now, this is something we haven't seen in a number of years on the Columbia. We used to see them all the time. So I'll read you a little bit of this article. The Port of Portland announced last month that SM Line, a South Korea-based container carrier, will begin service at Terminal 6, that's at the Port of Portland, in January. Terminal 6 is Oregon's only international container terminal, but its marine side has sat largely empty since major shippers pulled their operations during a bitter labor dispute several years ago. The loss of regular, frequent container shipping was bad news for some Northwest farmers who export their products. To reach container ships, they've had to send their hay, grass seed, peas, and lentils by truck or rail to Seattle or Tacoma first. So we're seeing a bit here of the Pacific Northwest supply chain and how it works to get goods to market. Container ships used to be part of that chain. When they went away, the supply chain shifted, and they, in order to access ships, the best way to take cargo long distances, they had to send those cargoes that would normally have gone out of Portland up to Puget Sound ports. Now, Curtis Robinhold, he is now the executive director of the Port of Portland, said the SM line will provide a more direct path to Asia. Here's a quote from him. Essentially, what they're doing is with that service is enabling Oregon farmers and manufacturers to avoid the congestion in Seattle and to avoid the truck traffic up on I-5 to get there. So it's just a more convenient route to market. Unlike the biggest ports on the West Coast, the Port of Portland sits inland on the Columbia River, of course, we know. That limits the size and number of vessels it can receive. So we're not going to see the biggest container ships here, which may be constrained by height to fit under our fixed bridges. We have one at Astoria. There's one at Longview. And width, because of the width of our channel here on the Columbia, is limited as well. So container ships just seem to get bigger every year. The capacity of the container ships we used to see here was about maybe 5,000, 6,000 containers max. We'll see how big these new ships are. There are ships out there carry like 24,000 shipping containers. We're probably not going to see those big ones here. In recent years, Terminal 6 has been the site of problems in the shipping world. The former operator there, a company called ICTSI Oregon, left the port in 2017 after labor strife. The labor conflict helped convince the terminal's two major carriers to end shipping services by the container shipping in 2015. Now, there was an award, a jury award of more than $93 million in damages to that ICTSI from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and its Portland chapter, finding the union had engaged in unlawful labor practices, but a federal judge delayed that judgment against the ILWU, and that's a whole nother story. But at any rate, ships are coming back to the port of Portland. Terminal 6 may have lost its operator and its major shippers in recent years, but it didn't go idle. It was working with the BNSF Railway to do truck-to-rail facilities there. So Robinhold is optimistic about the new shipping partnership with SM Line, saying the acrimony that characterized relations between ICTSI and the longshoremen is in the past. The port has hired a group called Harbor Industrial to manage its day-to-day operations, loading and unloading cargo at Terminal 6. So SM Line service will start from the port of Ningbo in China on December 22nd, with the first vessel likely arriving in Portland in January. Now, it takes about 2 weeks to make that trip from Asia to the U.S., depending on where you start from and what the weather is like, all those things that can be factors at this time of year especially. Now, I've been doing the ship report since about 2003, and most of the time until a few years ago, we had container ships on the Columbia, and I always loved them. The container shipping line then was Hanjin, also a South Korean company. And their lovely black-hulled ships were graceful. They looked so adventurous. You could imagine them going to faraway ports, bringing all kinds of goods from one place to another. Hanjin, unfortunately, went out of business in 2017 after 40 years. But I'm really happy to hear that those container ships will be on the Columbia River again. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening.